What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, we've been gone for a while, a couple weeks, but, you know, every once in a while you got to take a little vacation, clear your head, get shit together. With me, as always, my two buddies, Jody Havnot.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, man. And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
Danny, is this the end? Of course not. It's only the beginning.
How long have you been holding that in? We haven't talked.
I was watching Grease earlier.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Grease 1. Yeah, one. Nice. Way to waste your time.
Wait, and, are you kidding? Getting in a fight over Grease.
Anyway, yeah, Grease 2. We keep talking about this, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, 2 weeks have gone by. Actually, it's been like 3 weeks. Tons and tons and tons of crap has happened. And we're going to talk about as much of it as we can in our 30 to 45-minute show. If you've never listened to us before, Podcast Rock City is basically a weekly news show. You know, and we, whatever happens with Kiss, we discuss it together for the week. And then you guys get to, soak it in, I guess, our opinions. Please go to podcastrockcity.com, order a t-shirt. Please go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave us a lovely comment. All right, let's just get into it. Tons of shit happened, and we haven't really touched on it. The first thing was, this is a subject that we hadn't talked about yet, together, but I wanted to throw it out. Did you guys happen to see that Paul Stanley is going to have like a fashion line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clothes were smooth though.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about that? Do you think you should be dabbling in that? Is that just something, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know, man.
All right. I'm with you there. I mean,
I'd rather he made drapes.
Yeah. And then ripped them down. You know, I'm with you there. You know, I just wish he would focus on Kiss. And I guess he's getting to the point now where, you know, there's other things. And somebody said, hey, let's put your name on this. Anyway, let us know what you guys think. Our email address is podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. Paul Stanley in clothes. Anyway, okay, so the topics that we chose this week, we're going to start with. Paul and Gene have said two separate things. Paul said, we don't need to make any more music. We can move forward without it. Gene said, we are going to do a new record. Now, did you guys get a chance to read the article?
I read it.
You know, Gene seems to say, he says Paul's on board.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but
man, they're always two conflicting sides of the story, you know? Yeah,
and if you're really going to pick, like, someone like as gospel, you'd pick Paul.
Yeah, so. You gotta go with what Paul says.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know,
who knows though?
Because like when it's Gene, it's whatever is on his mind. Like he'll just say it. Like there's hardly a filter, as we all know from
sure
previous comments he's made.
So here's the question: do you want another Kiss album?
I want another Paul Stanley solo album.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. What happened to his solo record he was supposed to be making?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be more akin to the 78 classic, you know?
Yeah, he says
I haven't heard anything about that.
I'll take both.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't love to hear a new Kiss record, but I don't see it happening if Paul says no, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right. God, you know, that's such a... fans want another Kiss album. I bet if we threw a poll out there right now, that it would be mostly them going, hell yeah, what's the holdup? Get one out.
They should do a disco mashup album. Monster Mash.
Monster Mash, nice.
That's right.
The if they did an album, it basically what it said was, and Gene said Paul would be doing the, you know,
what, producing?
Yeah, the producing.
See, that's where they're going wrong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They need an outside producer, I believe.
Michael James Jackson.
Yeah.
Is Eddie Kramer still alive?
Yeah, and you know,
I bring him back.
Man, wouldn't it be awesome to get one final record with Bob Ezrin?
Yeah, it definitely could be. What do you think?
Shot in the Dark, I'd love in like a Bob Rock produced.
Oh man.
Album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as he's not playing bass.
What's wrong with him playing bass?
I want Gene.
Yeah.
Oh shit, like in yeah, well obviously. I thought you were just knocking his...
No. But, like, he always wants to play on the records he makes.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
I like
that. Got that flavor from St. Anger.
Yeah. If you watch him when Metallica did the Black Album, he really pushed them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good producer, and he got them to come off of E a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe an F sharp here or there, right?
Yeah, that was different for them.
You see, because the guys in Megadeth and Anthrax would tease him if it's melodic.
Right.
I was just watching a year and a half of Metallica earlier.
That's funny. I've seen that one a lot myself.
Yeah. So, a new Kiss album, yes, we would love to have one, but we'd also love to have a new Paul Stanley record. And if we're going to get a new Kiss album, we want it with an outside producer. We want somebody to come in and look at Paul and go, you sing, you play guitar, I'll handle all this business over here.
And maybe some co-writers.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun. I'll write one. How about you,
I'll
Jody?
I'll write one.
We're down.
I could write a couple.
You know, if you want
Desmond
some good
Child,
music.
Joe Polo, me.
Look this way. We'll hook it up. As right. a matter I'll tell you this. I'll bet you I could write a better album than the last month. I'm sorry. Or at least better than Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom.
Anyway, all right. So that was my ego.
You're going to strike while the iron's hot.
Yes.
I could definitely write something better than Peter's solo record.
Oh, my God.
Who couldn't, though, right?
It's don't true. You let us down, though.
Yes.
Yeah. You matter to me, so I wouldn't.
So when shit like this happens, do you think Paul calls up Gene and goes, hey, man, what the hell are you talking about?
No, I think he's so used to Gene just like shooting off at the mouth. It's just that's just something you just deal with, knowing how Gene is, you know.
Sure, you know. I wonder what that wouldn't you love to be involved in some of their conversations? Hey, man, what the hell are you talking about doing a new record?
Right.
Okay, so. I get all right. So what we've got from this is we'd love both records, Paul and Kiss. Ace is apparently recording. You guys have heard that, right?
What the covers record?
The covers record. I'm waiting on. You know, I'm wondering how that's going to turn out. But that's in the future. So, you know, it would be cool to have an Ace record, a Paul record, a Kiss record, all coming out. You know, plenty of
Vinnie Vincent solo record.
Yeah. plenty of good music, you know.
Gene's sequel to Asshole Colonoscopy.
Oh my God!
Right. I'm not even
I'm not even gonna joke and tell you guys I loved Asshole, and I really did, and I thought it was a great record. I thought it was so bizarre that made it good.
It's kind of different, right?
Yeah, I mean that's the way I. That's the way I felt about it. I liked that he wrote a song with Bob Dylan. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
Look, Matt Porter is messaging us right now. We're all getting it, aren't we? Hi, Matt.
This is some weird Inception we're recording and reading it.
Yeah, he was wanting to go, where the hell is the new, you know, show? And
here we are.
Here we are. Anyway.
Hello.
Okay, so what else? What other news do we get? More Tommy Thayer, Ace Frehley stuff. What do you think, Jody?
I'm tired of it.
What was the article? You know, Tommy Thayer takes the high road every time, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, as he should.
And I'm worried that he never lets his anger out, so he might go postal. And in that case, deal breaker.
It's just so ridiculous. I think, Ace is always saying that no one knows it's not him. All those same people don't know Ace or Tommy. They just know the Spaceman.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, how are these people getting Ace's phone number and not knowing that he's not in KISS anymore? I just don't understand how that works. You call him up, he's like, Ace, I saw you. Like, how'd you get that number? Like, that story doesn't make any sense.
It's just silly, man. It's just sensationalism.
Yeah, and Ace just let it go, man. Look, he didn't want to be in the band anymore. It's almost like that would be what he should say.
You're still making money off of it, so. Yeah.
You would think that he would just say, I didn't want to be in the band anymore. Just, yeah.
His style is reaching multiple people, as Hendrix's style is reaching multiple people when Ace was in KISS. You know, it's all your influence. Sure, he wasn't imitating Hendrix, but to some degree, those licks are based off of that.
Right.
Sure, you know, and in the interview, he was like, you know, all Tommy's doing is standing up there moving like me and acting and trying to sing like me, and it's just like,
What would it be like if he was not acting like Ace and he was just,
what would
like,
it be if, like, if he was doing those, like, jump kicks every night? Shit.
Yeah, man, we don't want him running around acting like Paul.
Ace would be even more pissed. Oh, sorry, Jody.
No, go ahead, bro.
I was going to say, Ace would be even more pissed off if, like, Tommy was dressed up as him and butchering all his songs. Then we would hear thousands of interviews where just like, oh, Tommy can't play. I was a much better guitarist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like...
You guys think it's just like a little bit of sour grapes, all in all. It's like he kind of regrets his decision, or, you know, he kind of wishes he was still in KISS sometimes. I mean, I think if I was Ace, I would still wish I was in KISS.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would too. And in the article, Tommy says he had tons of opportunities to be in the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they never wanted Ace to leave.
Yeah, you know. Oh, God.
Sometimes a poker game is a little bit more important, though, you know?
I'm like you guys, man. You know, Tommy, I bet he goes to bed going, maybe everybody will shut up tomorrow. you know, it's just like...
I don't think he really cares.
Yeah, you're right. I believe that Eric Singer does, because sometimes he gets hot. It feels like he's getting hot about it, you know? But...
Yeah, well, he's paid his dues time and time again, man, you know? Yeah. He's in a little bit different position than, you know, Tommy is. He was in the band without makeup, too, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what his trip is. It's just the never-ending debate, you know, between... It's just... I guess it keeps their name in the headlines, you know, so that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I wonder if Ace calls Tommy up, hey, I'm going to knock you.
Right.
Sorry, dude.
It's like the Billy Wilson and Gordon, like, preconceived beef.
Yeah. For publicity. Oh, my God. That just got worse and worse and worse. And I'm sorry out there, people.
I regret that we did that. It seemed like we were helping, but whatever.
It did not help. Anyway. Okay, so.
Every breath you take. Oh, shit, do you have to pay for that? I should stop singing.
No, we don't have to pay for that. You were already singing Don't Let Me Down.
Can't you see you belong to me? Boom, 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 boom. You know Sting makes money off of that, even though he didn't write that riff.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's on Referred to Pods and Sods. Hi, Craig and Eric.
Hi.
Oh, I'm going to have to go and listen to that episode now.
I forget which one specifically.
People, I know that you love our show, and we really appreciate it. But don't forget there's all kinds of other shows that we are in a clique with, a family, a group, a scene. Right, Jody?
Something like that.
And always go.
A cult. A cult.
It's a cult. So make sure that you listen to all the shows that we talk about on here. Let's see.
Good
what
bunch
else?
Bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Good bunch of dudes.
Yeah. Very friendly, very awesome. What else? What else we got going on? We had the 35th anniversary, right, of Unmasked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That,
exciting, I guess.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, you know. And everybody that you know, I get letters every
I'm
once.
Slowly
in a while.
Warming up to it, by
yeah.
the way.
Well, that's good. It's a great record. I get people that that write me every once in a while, and they'll go back to the show I did where I told the story about how I had to like go
summer
to
camp
summer and camp in order to get the record, and then when I finally got the record, it was just, you know, it changed me. And every once in a while, somebody will write me a letter and say, hey, man, I had the same experience. You know, I got the record when I was, you know, 9, and it was, I loved it, you know, and I didn't think, you know, because when I was 9 years old and I got the record, because I got it in the summer, obviously, I didn't go, oh, my God, this isn't heavy. You know what I'm saying? Older kids did, because they were into Kiss, you know, for the rock and the hard rock. But for me, it was just music.
Right.
I
had the same basic experience. Yeah, it's like if you're that a certain age, it just sounds like some awesome rock and roll, you know?
Yeah, that's the way I felt about it. You know, I had no idea when I listened to it that Peter wasn't playing on it.
Yeah, me either.
You know, and, you know, I, as a matter of fact, the other day I watched a little documentary. If you guys get a chance, is that a cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm kind of tired today, so I'm trying to remember. Is That You there's a documentary about the guy that wrote it, and he plays it, and you can even hear his version, and it's pretty good. It's really cool how Kiss took it and, you know, made it their own.
Yeah, I prefer the Kiss version. I've heard the original.
Yeah, I do too. But when you hear it, you know, you got to wonder what makes Paul listen to a song and go, or any of the members of the band go, man, I want to cover that.
Right.
You know, because when people hear New York Groove, most of the time they have no idea that it's a cover.
Right.
Or 2000 Man.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think they were just kind of running low on songs, so they went to a different writer, and you know, you start getting all these different demos in. It's not like that song was a big hit that Kiss was going to cover. It was just like a demo that was kind of surfacing, you know, being shopped around, and I think Paul just was like, "Huh, we could rock that."
Yeah.
And they did, you know. Especially live.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man, it's really good in the
Like Sydney,
the Sydney
killer.
Show, man, I would I really love like to see them sing, see them play that.
Yeah, and it's easy enough; they could do it pretty simply. Yeah. There's not much to it.
Okay, next subject: the rumor mill is flowing and going, and we're hearing summer tour. Or maybe 2016. Is that what I think? That's what I read. Kiss and Judas Priest. Now.
Wow.
First thoughts, Jody. Go.
I think it's a weird bill, honestly. I know Andrew loves Priest, but I think a lot of the, you know, the tire kickers will be like, "Geez, these guys are screeching on endlessly." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Priest has kind of got like a certain audience that doesn't necessarily jive with the Kiss audience, I think.
Right.
And I think that Priest might just smoke them musically.
I hate
to say it.
I agree.
I think it's just like, I wouldn't do it if I was Kiss.
Well, you know, they're not thinking, hey, we're going to get blown off the stage. They're thinking, hey, we're going to make a lot of money.
I don't know. Maybe me not being a big Priest fan is one thing, but I don't see Priest as having some huge draw. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I know that in Atlanta,
I know Andrew knows because he's a Priest freak.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, too.
Do they have a big audience like Def Leppard?
Yeah.
I mean,
not as big as Def Leppard, but still enough to fill stadiums
here in Atlanta, I've probably seen Judas Priest 6 times live.
Wow.
Have I ever told you guys my story about meeting Priest?
No.
No.
Okay, Andrew, I'm letting you know now that you're going to be upset.
Oh, come on. Okay, then don't.
No, you're going to be upset, but I got to tell the story now. So here we go. I was working at the local mall and I was friends with everybody at the record store. And I became, because one of my friends worked there. And I went in all the time. And anyway, she filled out my name in a contest and put and dropped me in to win tickets to Priest. It was Judas Priest, Megadeth, and Testament.
Testament. Oh,
that was dude, the Testament. Painkiller tour. Anyway.
What a bill.
So I win the tickets. And then they but a bunch of people won tickets. Okay. Then they put everybody back in the hat, the winners. And they drew again to win backstage passes.
Oh, shit.
So I won backstage passes. So we go to the concert. First things first. I took a buddy of mine. We're wandering around backstage. And we see these. Now, it's half house at the Omni. The Omni was our big arena, you know?
Okay.
It's half house. And we see these kids that were backstage coming out of an area that was basically cut off. Because Priest, you know, it was half house. So they come running out, and I'm like, what's going on? They're like, Chuck Billy's down there. So we ran down, and we met Chuck Billy really quick, and that was cool.
Awesome.
If you guys don't know who that is, he's the singer for Testament. Yes.
Fucking awesome.
And then we went back to our room. So Priest comes in, and what's their drummer's name?
Scott Travis.
Scott Travis, who was originally the drummer in Racer X.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and he has a really deep voice, and he's tall as shit. He's like,
oh, he's huge.
He's huge. And he comes walking up, and of course Rob hasn't come in yet, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the band. And KK Downing, and I'm just like, man, I'm so glad to meet you. I've been listening to your records for years. How I stumbled on the Priest, and this is becoming a Priest podcast, but it's a good story and you guys will love it anyway, but I had a buddy who just gave me some Priest records. I started listening and I loved the band, and I've seen them so many times, So then Rob Halford comes walking in, and he's wearing, I'll never forget it, he was wearing this leather jacket that was embroidered with the Painkiller album cover on the back. And on the front, it said Judas Priest, embroidered, right? Mm. So everybody's wandering around, they're all meeting the guys, and I walk up to Rob Halford, and at this moment his head is shaved bald and he has these lightning bolts tattooed on the side, and I walked mm-hmm. over to him and I was like, man, how long have you had that? And he goes, not very long. And I go, did the other guys get it? And he goes, no. He goes, I was the only one out that had the guts to do this. And I was like, wow, that's pretty funny. And then I said, that's a pretty cool jacket. I said, did the label give that to you? And he goes, yeah. And then he took it off and gave it to me.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Damn.
And you still
got it?
No. Are you kidding me?
eBay?
I kept it for a bunch of years and outgrew it, you know. And then one year I was short on my mortgage. And mm-hmm. I was like, I got to sell something. So I put it on eBay with the story. And the girl that bought it sent me a letter and just said, listen, I don't care if the story's true. Just tell me, is it true? And I told her every bit of it is absolutely true. So, and no, I did not have to sleep with Rob Halford for the jacket. That's the question I get the most. And we also met Megadeth that night. But it was kind of a weird story because...
Wait, so was anyone an asshole? The suspense is killing me.
Nobody was an asshole. They were...
Then why'd you say that someone was...
No, because I sold the jacket, man.
Jesus, don't do that, dude. I was bracing myself to hear my ear was a prick. So I'm just like, get to the fucking party.
Okay, no, I'll change the story. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
I knew.
I will tell you that Dave Mustaine wasn't very friendly.
Oh, well, that's common knowledge.
But this was back in the day. He's pretty friendly now, from what I hear. He found Jesus mm-hmm. and shit. So, which is it's a true story. I don't know if you guys know that. Anyway, yep. Okay. So that's my fucking Judas Priest story. I hope you enjoy it.
So was there like a chicken coop backstage with a bunch of dudes in it?
No, there wasn't. There was a lot of people backstage, though. All, you know, contest winners from local record stores, and it was pretty cool. You know, the messed up thing was is that the lady from, I guess, whatever label they were on at the time, she took a picture of us and was, you know, of him giving me the jacket. And she said she'd send it to me, but I never got it, and that kind of aggravated me. But my buddy Dave that I took – shut up.
What?
Nothing.
What are you giggling about?
A photo that someone never sends you.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Making that joke because remember like we didn't have enough to air post it because Canada Post is so expensive.
Oh, yes. Ain't that the damn truth?
Sorry.
I'm still sitting on these damn posters. Actually, I had somebody message me and say,
see, yeah, I saw that.
Hey, can I give you the money? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No.
No, I'll work it out. I got them all together. Hey, you know what's going to wind up happening is I'm going to wind up getting more.
That's a nice offer, though. But no, you don't need to.
No. We'll get them to Andrew. Anyway. Okay, so
I feel like a prick for bringing that up. I just thought that was funny.
Why do you feel like a prick?
Cuz I'm sensitive and shit.
You're Canadian. All right. Here we go. We got Canadian. Our Ask Andrew question. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Here comes our favorite part of the show. It's called Ask Andrew. For those of you who don't know, Andy, the guy that we're talking to, he is only 21 years old, so he's a young KISS fan, and every week we get questions from you guys, our fans, to ask Andy, and he basically says he'll give you his opinion. You get a young KISS fan's opinion. So I'm springing this one on him. It's from Joe Ciambelli. I've been holding one.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
And it's basically, here it goes. So, Andrew, what KISS woman involved dating do you want a bone? Joe's dirty.
I like that.
Who do you want a bone? I can tell you for me right off the bat, but you go first.
Because you only met her. I was going to say Tracy Tweed, but she doesn't really count.
No, didn't she date Paul?
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, then Tracy Tweed.
Tracy Tweed, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, when she did that layout with Shannon, you know, they did one together in Playboy. Tracy was really freaking hot.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Did you ever see it?
Yep.
And I recommend any of you guys. What about you, Jody?
Tommy, I don't know, man. Yeah. I probably hit that Diana Ross.
Diana Ross? Whoa. Yeah, she was hot.
Back when Gene had her, she was banging.
Yeah.
I wanted to look like she did in the Supremes.
Oh, fuck. Can I? Oh, no.
Now you're going to change your thing. Go ahead. Change.
Can it be Cher when she was on Sonny and Cher?
Yes.
Okay, then that.
That.
I mean her.
That.
I don't mean to be misogynist. You know what I mean? I don't mean
how
to be.
Oh, nice. For me?
Misogynist. Yeah.
I will tell you, Joe Dixon. Yeah. Joe's Dixon, Donna Dixon. That's for sure.
Joe's Dixon, Donna Dixon.
One of the solid gold dancers.
Yeah, probably. Donna Dixon.
I kind of thought you might go with that one.
Unbelievable. If you guys, I mean, just...
Katie Seagal.
Yeah, she's hot too, though.
Yeah.
But Donna...
All right, final change. No, Katie Seagal, final answer.
He's having a three-way. He's having a three-way with Tracy Tweed, Cher, and Donna Dixon.
Nice.
No, Cher and Katie Seagal.
Katie Seagal, Seagal. Okay, four-way. Anyway.
And that chick with the afro on that, like, you know, that photo shoot, like, where she's got, like, some bondage mask on and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. That's
throw her in the mix, too. Why not?
With the red lipstick.
With the 70s, like, bush and all that.
Yeah. Who was the – you ever seen the pictures of the – there's the one girl, a blonde, and she's wearing – this is early Kiss photos, a blonde, and she's wearing like a dress.
Yeah. That's,
she's got knee-high stockings on. What?
Yeah, she's like sitting on Gene's lap and stuff.
Yeah, she's she was good
looking. I forget what her name is.
Wasn't she a porn star?
It was – yeah, or – I want to say she was like one of the famous groupies, like Lori Lightning or something, but I can't remember right now.
I always loved those pictures of her. I always thought she was sexy.
Oh yeah, oh,
young Susie Quattro.
Is that who it was?
Huh?
Say what? No. No. Okay.
No, I'm just thinking with my penis.
Okay. Donna Dixon in Wayne's World. When she's at the donut shop, she's amazingly gorgeous. My 9-year-old even pointed it out, which I thought was funny.
Right.
Anyway, so that's our Ask Andrew
Andy
question.
Stop with that.
We've all hit him with the Andy today. So if you have an Ask Andrew question, you can send it to us. Podcast Rock City 1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. And we appreciate getting the letters from you. Let's see. I want to try a new country. Can we get...
Romania.
What? Japan. If you're in Japan and you're listening to this show, send us an Ask Andrew question. Japan, we're calling you out.
Yeah.
To ask whatever you want to ask, you go ahead and ask, and Andrew will answer it. So, that's pretty much it. We covered a lot of crap this week.
Yeah, we're going to be back on track out there, listeners. We
yeah.
just took a vacay, but yeah. we're back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we've had a lot going on, to be honest with you. It's just as on as we are every Sunday to record, sometimes shit happens, and we work around it, but we weren't able to the past 2 weeks. So, Joe, do you have anything to add?
Say hey, thanks for listening out there, Kiss freaks.
Mr. Kiss.
Appreciate it.
Anything to add?
Thank you for being patient, and I hope you have a great week, everyone.
Absolutely. And as always, please listen to all the podcasts that you are about to hear commercials for in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better learn it.
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753. Right, Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere.